We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's time to talk about some freaks. It's quite an intro to the show, right? But that actually is what we are talking about today for Notre Dame. Today, we're Ryan Roberts. That's right there. That guy right there. That's our Irish Breakdown's director of recruiting. And also me, the publisher at Irish Breakdown, Brian Driscoll. And we're going to talk about the freaks list. Ryan, I kind of thought your intro to the article you wrote today was kind of fitting. You know, it's like, hey, for all you draft nerds and college football fans, like this is kind of this annual rite of passage ever since he started it. And it's the Bruce Feldman freaks list. And Notre Dame had three players on the list, which is one more than they had a year ago. The interesting thing is, Ryan, if you actually take last year's list, both of the players from Notre Dame on last year's list are back. So Notre Dame's roster will have five Bruce Feldman freaks, and we're going to talk about all of it. We're also going to talk about, you know, some guys that we think could maybe be on this list, could have been on this list if they maybe played more, or maybe guys we could see down the road. And we're going to have some fun kind of talking about some of the recruits that we are going to discuss that we kind of think could be on this freaks list down the road. And we'll try to be real specific with it, you know, like just not name like every guy that's a good athlete, you know, but guys we think have some kind of freakiness to them. And the thing I like about his list, Ryan, it's not all, okay, who are the fastest guys? There's right. Some of that, you know, there's some guys that are just freaky fast. Then there's guys that are like, you know, pound for pound athletic, you know, so that guy runs a 4.2 or a 4.8. How's that freaky? Well, he's 330 pounds. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of fun to look at it. So I enjoy this list, Ryan. I really do. And look, there's things we're going to disagree with, as with everything. But I really respect, and there's things that are like, okay, come on. Well, you and I had a fun conversation about, like, come on, Bruce, you know that's not accurate, right? Like, you know that that's not what that guy ran. But I love the work that Bruce Feldman puts into this. I really respect, because it takes a lot of time. I mean, he's got guys from, like, Old Dominion on there. Like, what was the Chattanooga?
Princeton,
right?
Chattanooga.
Like, I mean, he's got kids from, like, I think there was a Harvard kid on there. So it's not like he's just calling up the SEC schools, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Michigan, and he's like, hey, guys, who you got? I mean, he's doing work, and I really respect it, and it's a lot of fun. So let's dive into it, Ryan. Bruce Feldman released his freaks list. We're going to talk about Notre Dame players. We'll talk about Notre Dame, kind of some other, you know, opponents that are on there. And then, of course, we'll have some fun with it, kind of some of our opinions about some of the other guys, because, you know, we always have to offer our opinions on things. So, Ryan, first guy on the list. It's not going to surprise a lot of people. Talk about pound-for-pound athleticism. Cam Hart checked in at number 38 on this list. He was the highest-ranked Notre Dame player.
Yeah, and, I mean, a couple of the things that – because this was kind of validation for me, Brian. I don't know if it felt like that for you, because we've been talking all offseason like, hey, Cam Hart's faster than you think. Cam Hart is a crazy athlete, a stupid athlete, and he shows up as the first Notre Dame player on the list. Bruce wrote that at 6'2½", 205 pounds. The Maryland native has remarkable tools, broad jumping, 11'2" in the broad, 38 inches in the vertical jump, while also hitting 21.7 mile per hour on the GPS during practice. His power clean peak outcome, which I'm actually not sure what that means, 2,490 pounds is also one of the best on the team. So, Brian, I mean, we're talking 6'2.5", 205 pounds, 11'2 broad is a absolutely ridiculous number. That is, I mean, anytime you're over, I mean, what did Kyle Hamilton had like 10'11" last year, right?
And he was a 38-inch vertical, right? Kyle was a 38-inch vertical and a 10'11". And it was longer than what – so Bruce's – not if you track the combine with Bruce's Freaks List, the combine isn't normally quite as good as the Freaks List because you're getting this information from coaches and strength coaches and all those type of things. But still, Kyle, we all know that Kyle's an explosive athlete, right? And he had 38 inches, and Bruce said that he was at 41.7 last year, which you and I discussed. Kyle was about 10 pounds heavier in the combine. He's like over 220 at the combine. And so that could kind of factor into it. But you know, his jumping numbers, explosive numbers, were really good for a 6'4", 220-pound guy. He was at 38 inches and I think 10'11" on the broad. So if Cam Hart's in that range, that is really good. The number that stood out to me that kind of was the validation for me was the 21.7 miles per hour on the GPS, which translated at least into the 4.4s. For me, you know, and so it, again, it backs up kind of what we've seen that this kid can flat out run. And he's 6'2.5", 205 pounds. So he's not your normal cornerback.
That's the most impressive part of the whole conversation is we're talking about a 6'2 plus corner that is doing those types of things. Right. And he also, for verified measurable sake, has over 32 inch arms. So we're talking about height. We're talking about length. We're talking about weight. And we're talking about absolutely incredible speed and explosiveness. I mean, I agree, Brian, like that number is going to translate, if it is correct, to a 4.4 something athlete at that size, which NFL scouts are going to be salivating over that. But I'm telling you, man, 11.2 broad is a freaky number, man. Like, that's why – that's the one number what I saw on the list with Cam Hart, and I was like – because I was like, oh, you could have told me, like, 10.10 in the broad. I would have been, like, super pumped about it. 10.11, cool. Anytime you're over 11, that is a stupid number, man. Like, that is – that just illustrates the type of athlete that Cam Hart is, which is very good. Very good athlete.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, it was definitely fun to see a Notre Dame cornerback top that list, which was very nice to see. I also want to point out, Ryan, you know, I went with the dark IB shirt today thinking, well, he always wears the light one, and I don't want to be matchies today. You literally got it in the mail yesterday, and you're already rocking it.
I will say this. This is my favorite new IB. This is my favorite IB outfit, ensemble, whatever you call it, the favorite thing that I have, man. Fits great. I mean, you should go to the Irish Breakdown store right now on the site if you haven't gotten any of the merch. I mean,
I think this color, they're currently out of it's the gray they're currently out of stock of, which is a bummer. They're gonna fill up here soon. But yeah, they're currently out of stock of. But I just had to point that out. I was purposely trying to not match today.
But it is a good shirt. if I could push back on you for a second, we FaceTime earlier and I was already wearing the shirt and you
I didn't even,
put that shirt
but I couldn't
on.
See your shirt. You're FaceTiming me like this. I had to look at your whole face. So I know you had the hat on, but I didn't see your shirt. So
I'm just saying I was wearing the shirt first was all I was saying.
Okay. You know, I have mine all stacked up. So I kind of throw it on right before the show starts. Yeah, you got me on that one. You got me on that one. Number two on the list, Ryan, for Notre Dame was a bit of a surprise for me that they had. Not that we don't see it, but you talk like Cam wasn't validation for me because we've seen it on the field. This one was a little bit validation for me because we've been talking about him so much this offseason, and he's a bit, I don't say controversial, but there's a lot more debate about it. That's Riley Mills, checked in at number 56, which is pretty high, and for a guy that's 292 pounds, Ryan. So it was there were some things on there from a strength standpoint that were like, wow, if that's accurate, wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and so like he's a big guy, right? 6'5", 292 pounds. I think we have 293 on the official roster, so mm-hmm. He is a humongous man, and I think any picture that you see of him, Brian, like the 420-pound bench press shouldn't shock you too much. I mean, he's obviously spends his time in the weight room. I will say this, though. with the context of the fact that he has long arms, though, 420 right. is pumping it, man. That's a really good number. The thing that was really interesting for me was in both the hang clean and power clean data that they had, they said that it both bested – Isaiah Foskey, and it bested Isaiah Foskey by like a decent margin,
a couple hundred pounds.
Yeah. So when you look at that, you're like, oh, he's explosive too. Yeah. Like that explosiveness there. And to kind of verify that, I almost fell out of my seat looking at this number. At 292 pounds, he was clocked at 19 miles per hour on the GPS. That is dumb, man. That's really, really fast for 290 something pounds. Like Cam Hart ran 21.7. That's a fantastic number on the GPS tracking. 19 miles per hour for a 290-plus pound athlete, that is
– yeah.
That's more impressive in my opinion. Like that is a silly, silly number. For the people out there that – and I know we've had the question a couple times, like is Riley athletic enough, explosive enough to play defensive end? The answer by these numbers, if they are all legitimate, the answer is yes. Yes, he is. That is a crazy, crazy number for a player that big.
Because they had last year when Isaiah Foskey was on the list, they had him down as a 20.8 miles per hour, which is freaky fast for a guy that's an edge player, 257. You're adding almost 40 pounds to Riley Mills and getting in the 19s. That, like you said, that's a really impressive number. And the important thing for me, Ryan, it wasn't just the power numbers. Because like you and I both know, I don't care if you're high school football, coaching D3 football, D1 football, NFL. There's going to be guys who are weight room freaks that can't play football or can't move, right? And to see him with those crazy power numbers, but then also clocking into 19 miles per hour, that sort of answered a concern I had this offseason. Like, is Riley going to maintain his twitchiness, his explosiveness off the ball that we saw in high school at 290-plus pounds? These are off-season numbers. These are from the summer. These are not like numbers from, you know, when he was a freshman before he put a bunch of weight on. Yes. So it just is another reason why we're really excited to see Riley Mills this year.
We had a question yesterday or 2 days ago, I forget which one it was, where someone asked the threats of putting too much weight on a frame, right? Like how it can affect him. This is a great, I think, example of the fact that Coach Bayless has watched Riley Mills and kind of had an understanding of what weight can he have on that frame while also still keeping that explosiveness. So we're talking 293 playing defensive end with these types of explosive numbers. Obviously, it has not hindered his explosiveness at all. If anything, it has accentuated it. So I think this is a great example of understanding how much weight you can put on a frame. I think that's what you're seeing right now with a Riley Mills. And man, if you weren't juiced up enough to see what Riley Mills was going to do this year, waking up to him on the freaks list was a pretty awesome surprise. I mean, like you said, Isaiah was what, 45 last year on the list? Some crazy number like that? Like in the 40s, I think. Yeah, and it was like seeing that, I'm just like
45. Wow. Yeah, 45. Yeah. They had Hamilton number 3.
Yeah.
Isaiah Foskey 45 and Chris Tyree 75 were the three for last year.
I need to talk to Bruce about our two guys not getting back on the list, by the way.
I get Tyree because of the injuries. Sure. He didn't produce a whole lot last year. But Foskey not being on it was, especially with some of the dudes we saw like in the 90s, like, dog, you could have bumped that guy off.
100%.
Like, man, part of me thought, like, well, then maybe they try to max it out, which I actually would like if he did this. Like, hey, we're going to go three per school, right? And I know it's not a true top 100, but at least it, you know, because otherwise it's not going to have like eight guys from Bama or, you know,
right,
that kind of thing. But he, mm-hmm, there was two teams with four, so you should have at least, mm-hmm, got Foskey in there. But
100%.
It is what it is. But yeah, there's definitely some guys that are like, yeah, I think Frosky's a little freaker than that dude. But it was still, you know, three's tied for third, because you had two teams tied for first, so they'd have been the third team, Wisconsin and Michigan. And that's the kind of thing is, like, you look through it and I was like, what, when you got to the top 40, like 20, over 25% of the top 40 were Big Ten guys. I'm like, oh, and he works for Fox. Yeah, it makes total sense. Yeah, look, I get it.
Notre Dame is tied for second, okay? Yeah. Wisconsin had a punter on their list. I refuse to count.
Sorry, punter shouldn't have been on there. I'm right. Sorry. 100%. You know?
100%.
Third guy on the list, Ryan, is I knew when I saw this one, I was like, oh, I can only imagine what Ryan's reaction was. Because Ryan has, you know, Ryan has chosen to die on a couple hills this offseason, and we all do it, right? And sometimes we puff our chests out in victory at the end of the season, and other times we're like, yeah, I don't remember that. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember ever saying that guy was going to be good. But Ryan has been on the Lorenzo Styles hype train all offseason and talking about just a guy that's going to break out, have a big-time season. We've talked about his polish and his ball skills. He's a high football IQ player. But Lorenzo Styles is not a guy that Ryan thinks is going to be a star this year just because he's a high IQ football player. This is a kid that's got some athleticism, and the numbers that they had on him for the GPS and the explosive numbers and were, wow. I was kind of like, okay, yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, this one was the one, Brian, because, like, you could have told me Riley Mills made the list at some point. I would have been like, okay, that, I mean, sure. Lorenzo Styles was the one where I was kind of like, wow, I wasn't really expecting that one, because, like, I thought he was a good athlete, of course, I mean, on film. But then you see some of these numbers. And the one thing I love about what Bruce does is he gives you a lot of background information as well. So he started talking about, like, his dad playing for Super Bowl champion Rams back in the day in the 99-2000 season. And, you know, a little bit of how he finished off the season against Oklahoma State with the 8 catch for 136. So I just really like how researched he is in this kind of conversation. But the numbers that he put out surprised me a good bit. Squatted 510 pounds this offseason. Okay, not crazy. I get it.
For a 195-pound kid, that's really
impressive. It's a great number. It's a really good number.
Who's a bit long-legged as well, because squat is the equivalent of bench. If you've got long legs, it's a little bit, because it's just longer motion that you got to go up and down. Yep. That was impressive.
And he's explosive on film in tight spaces, so I was like, okay, I can see where that explosiveness would come from. You know, like, he's a good squatter. Cool. Broad jumps, 10 foot 10 inches and a half. So that is nearly an 11-foot broad jump for, again, and I think the context you need to remember, it's only going to be a sophomore this year, right? Like, he's still a very young player who's still growing into his body and still getting more explosive. That's a great number. And again, the squat number with the broad jump, I'm like, okay, those things are kind of intertwined. That's where explosiveness comes from, right? I'm like, cool. This one, though, Brian, this is the number that I stood at, and I was like, oh, okay. 22 miles per hour on the GPS, man. Faster than Cam Hart, who we anticipate being a 4.4 type of athlete at 21.7. 22 miles an hour. Yeah. That's moving, man. That is moving. So we have not only explosiveness with the broad and the squat number, he's also pretty fast.
Fast player. Let's get some context, Ryan. Like, you know, we like to put things in context. And Chris Tyree was on that list last year. Chris Tyree, Bruce Feldman said his max speed on the GPS is 22.3 miles per hour. That's Chris Tyree, along with a 4.31 40 and a vertical jump of 40.9 inches. That's what he said about Chris Tyree last year. A 10 and a half broad jump is not quite 40 inches when it comes to, like, you know, translating, you know, a 10-10 is, but a 10-10 can be close to a 40-inch vertical jump. So the explosive jumping numbers are similar in the same ballpark, but then you start talking about the miles per hour is right behind Chris Tyree of 22.3 and then 22.0. Those are very close comparable numbers. So you're talking about if Chris Tyree is a 4.31, that puts Lorenzo Styles at the very least in the low 4.4s, which, you know, again, I don't want to get too ahead of myself and say, I mean, 0.3 in the GPS means it probably translates more to high 4.3, Ryan. but at the very least low 4.4s. So when you start seeing that with the strength numbers, you start getting a little excited about what Lorenzo Styles could be this year. If he can just, you know, like, again, be more forceful, you know, play mature for a sophomore, all those type, be consistent, those type of things. But there's no doubting the talent.
Yeah, I think the one thing for me is that, like, I watched him on film last year, and I'm like, that looks like a high 4.4 type of athlete, like 4.47, 4.48, maybe around 4.50. But then you see that number, and you're just kind of like, whoa, man, that's like one of those numbers that kind of takes you back a little bit. Because, again, Brian, he's only a sophomore, right? Like, he's going to get faster. He's going to get more explosive. So seeing those numbers, it was a great surprise to see Lorenzo Styles, because I thought he was a good, very good athlete. Wasn't expecting him to be on the freaks list this year, though. Mm-hmm. So that was a really cool thing to see, is that now people can kind of be like, oh, wait, Notre Dame does have some speed of wide receiver. I thought they had a bunch of bums, right? Like, they got some dudes. They got some dudes. They'll be all right. They'll be okay.
It just kind of backs up what we've been saying, is I don't know how good Notre Dame is going to be this year, but if they're not good, it won't be because they don't have speed. And that's the whole thing that we've been talking about. I mean, you talk about Cam Hart being on the list. You talk about Lorenzo Styles being on the list. Chris Tyree was on the list last year. I mean, this team's going to have athleticism and speed. Now, will they be great football players? They play as a team? Will they execute? All those type of things. Yeah, okay, that's a legitimate question that we can answer at some point in time down the road. But there's no debating that there's definitely speed on this football team. And that's what I kind of like. Like, I would honestly rather see that than like Foskey, Riley Mills, Jarrett Patterson, you know, like the bigger guys, like, you know, Jason Adamiola. Like, I'm glad that there's like receivers and corners on this list, because it kind of backs up some of the stuff that we think and we have heard about this list. So I was very pleased to see that this year.
And they finished, I put it in the article, and it's on irishbreakdown.com if you want to go take a look, but they finished tied for, so they had three schools that they were they had four different schools that they were tied with three different players on the list. It was Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Cincinnati, and TCU, who always has some stupid freaks on this list. TCU strength program is, you know, they put out some guys over the last few years. But Brian, being in the company of Alabama, Georgia, Clemson on this list, and Cincinnati even, that's a good place to be in too. Just kind of like a quick note that they're up there with the big boys, which is nice to see as far as having the most athletes on the list as well.
Yeah. So as we kind of look at Notre Dame over the last 2 years, you talk about five guys coming back from last year's team. And I'm looking at some of these and just kind of seeing, like, Ohio State last year had Master Teague, was their only guy last year. So they've got two guys on the list this year, right? So Marvin Harrison and Tyleek Williams, who's a big defensive tackle. Master Teague from their last year's list is gone. So you're talking about over a two-year stretch. Notre Dame's got five guys on there. Ohio State has two. This is just a Bruce Feldman's list. It's not like, oh, Ohio State, they're not nearly as athletic as Notre Dame. Not the point. I'm just making the point that, you know, this is definitely a team that we're seeing gets – they're more athletic. We knew that. But now they're getting more recognition for being more athletic and more explosive. And that's what makes this really a lot of fun. Ryan, a lot of fun to kind of start thinking about, talking about. And these lists are always a blast, kind of going through them and seeing different guys on there. You know, like, oh, they got so-and-so ahead of that guy. And, you know, it's a lot of fun to go through these lists. And there were repeats from last year, too. So, again, I'm going to push back on the fact that they didn't have Isaiah Foskey on this list.
I know. I was kind of surprised that they didn't have Zach Harrison, the most athletic defensive end that's ever lived.
Yeah, and he wasn't on the list last year.
Right? After running 10-8 and 100, whatever that was.
I'm just telling you. I'm looking at the list now, and I hit search for Ohio State, hit Control F Ohio State, and there's only one. Master Teague was a 19.
It's interesting,
which I kind of thought was strange. They said he ran a 4.35 in the 40. Do you remember what Master Teague did at the combine? Wasn't he injured a lot last year?
I don't think he was invited to the combine.
Or pro day then.
He was like 4.3 something, 4.35 okay. or something.
So that tracks. Because I like those things. I like kind of looking at, okay, how did a guy do? Yeah, Master Teague, they had him as a 4.44 is the official time. Mm-hmm. So and he also, as I said, he was banged up a lot last year too. He wasn't healthy last year.
Yeah.
So, because that's why he wasn't the player he was the year before, and so that was an interesting one. But yeah, he's a big Master Teague fan. Like, in the last couple of years, just as a person, he's a kid that I've really come to respect a great deal. So, hope he does well in the NFL, can stay healthy. So it's going to be interesting to kind of see how this continues to project moving forward. But it was fun to kind of look at this list and be like, okay, this is fun to watch. Ryan, did you have some thoughts on, like, obviously you had some opponent stuff on there, just kind of looking through the list you sent me. Clemson had three guys, so they were the highest of Notre Dame's opponents. Mm-hmm. And so you had and they had some guys that were ranked high. Like, I think they had I believe all three of their guys were ranked ahead of Notre Dame's guys, I believe.
They were. I think they were all in the top 30, if I remember correctly.
Because you had Miles Murphy was number three overall. Mm-hmm. And they had him down, just like kind of for comparison's sake, they had him down at 6'5", 275. And his deadlifts were 505, power clean 335, vertical jump of 35 inches, and said clocked in the high 4.5s, according to the Clemson coaches. I think Miles Murphy's a freaky player, but I'd be a little surprised if he's a 4.5, but no. he's a pretty athletic dude. He's a pretty explosive dude. And Brian Breezy at 14.
That's what I was going to say, is Brian Breezy at 6'5", 310. They had him in the 4.7s in the 40-yard dash. Like, whoa, man.
But they only had him as a 30-inch vertical. And those two things just don't really track really well with me. Translate, although it can be difficult with 300-pounders, because I think Jordan Davis had a really, like, a sub-30 vertical jump last year, correct? At the combine.
I think he snuck into the 30s. I could be wrong.
I'm trying to find his numbers now. See his vertical, 32. Yeah, I thought it was 28 for some reason. So 32. And he ran a 4.78. So with 300-pounders, it can get a little bit tricky. It doesn't quite translate. If you told me an athlete ran a 4.7 and he was a receiver and he had a 30-inch vertical, but he's not 4.7. He's slower than that. Right. Big guys are a little bit different. And then the third guy on the list was Trenton Simpson, who was 29th. They have him down 6'3", 240 with a 10'2 broad jump, vertical jump of 35 inches. And they have him, they say he ran in the high 4.3s, which includes a 10-yard split under 1.5. I'm not impressed by the 10-yard split under 1.5. Notre Dame has a freshman tight end who did better than that 2 months after he had his ACL surgery. So I'm going to eventually let that go. I'm going to eventually let it go, I swear. But, you know, he's another kid. That kid on film is explosive. Like, I don't know if he's a 4.3 or not. I don't really care. All I know is when that dude's on the field, he moves. He moves.
I've heard other people tell me 4.4 flat to 4.4-3-ish. So, like, I believe it, man. Actually, he plays that Isaiah Simmons role. And honestly, Trenton Simpson is a better football player than Isaiah Simmons was coming out of Clemson. Isaiah Simmons was probably a little freakier, but Simpson is a incredible player. He's a really talented kid. He plays that overhang role, though. Yeah.
I would say, I guess my only pushback on that would be, I would say Trenton Simpson's a more natural linebacker.
100%.
I think Isaiah Simmons was a better football player because you could do so much with him, and he was so incredibly productive. I mean, at his size, 6'4", 230, he was playing safety half the time.
And he ran in the 4.3s.
Yeah, it was just like insane, you said, he was freaky athletically. But it just, like, again, their front seven, we've been saying it all offseason. We think they're going to have the best front seven in college football this year. Because, I mean, Tyler Davis, I believe KJ Henry is still on their team, correct?
Yes, he is.
If it wasn't for Murphy and Breezy, people would be talking a lot more about Tyler Davis and KJ Henry. I mean, those are good football players. So it's going to be fun to watch that.
Xavier Thomas is a depth player.
He's supposed to. Exactly. I really hope he's healthy and gets back to kind of where he was. He's a good football player.
He had a good game last year. It was like one of the last games of the season. I was like, oh, that actually looks kind of like the old Xavier Thomas a little bit.
I hope he gets back. He was always a little, like, you say he's overrated. He shouldn't have been like the number one player in the country, but he's a really good football player. And I was like, I don't ever like seeing guys not pan out because they have injuries. Yeah, that's never fun.
Yeah.
Some other guys on the list. Ohio State was next on the list. They had two guys, as we mentioned. Marvin Harrison Jr. was number two on the list. By the way, for those that are unsure, Lorenzo Styles is not Lorenzo Styles Jr. So I just want to point that out to people. He is not Lorenzo Styles Jr. His mom made sure to let me know that. So he is not Lorenzo Styles Jr. Bruce Feldman correctly had that written down. But Marvin Harrison is Marvin Harrison Jr. And he was on there, checked in at 6'3", 206, did 22 reps on the bench for a receiver. I'm gonna have to see that one. 3.94 shuttle time is moving, period. Much less for a 6'3 guy.
I talked to a former scout on that one earlier, Brian, and he said that would be the fastest that he's ever seen for a 6'3 plus wide receiver. Like, just a ridiculous number.
3.9 is incredibly quick. The shuttle is the one where you start in the middle, you run 5 yards. So you start in the middle, there's a cone to you, 5 yards to your left, a cone 5 yards to your right. So you start in your one run direction, you touch that cone, then you go all the way back to the other cone. So it's like 5, 10, 5. And you get it. Like if you're 6'3 and you run like a 4.2, a 4.1, you're moving. You're pretty quick. Mm-hmm. You start getting into like 3.94, that is really, really good. Yes. So he had exceptional numbers. And I'm trying to look. I'm going to pull up Kevin Austin's numbers, because Kevin Austin had one of the best pro shuttles last year in the combine. Mm-hmm. Kevin Austin was a 4.15, which was really good. I think he ranked as one of the I'm trying to find it, but he was one of the – I have to look at the combine results around, but he had one of the very best pro shuttle numbers at the combine amongst the receivers at a 4.15. Yeah. And similar body types, although Marvin's a little longer than Kevin Austin is. And usually the taller you are, the you know, because it's quick feet, right? I mean, you're a longer guy, you like the long strides, things like that. It can be a little bit problematic. And then they said he topped out at 23 miles an hour on the GPS.
I'll believe that when I see it. Like, that's because honestly, like, if and again, sometimes guys aren't great 40-yard dash runners if they play fast. And I do think Marvin Harrison plays fast, junior, but
he's not like running a 4.2 something in the
that's like a 4.2 type of athlete. Like, that's insane. Right. Yeah.
But he is fast. He can run.
Yes, he is fast. He is fast. Sure.
He can run. And then the other guy they had was Talik Williams, who checked in at number 66. He's a defensive tackle. He's a big kid. They said he's down from 350 to 315 and had a 10-yard split of 1.62. He said he's in the past that let me see here what they said about him. They mentioned Zach Harrison, who they had down as a 10.7 meter. He says, but Williams is the one to keep an eye on. So they didn't actually give any numbers for him. They just said he's except for the 1.62 10-yard split. So that's a little bit of a curious one to kind of look at. Yeah. But then you had some individual players. Elijah Higgins was very high on the risk. That's a guy you and I have talked about this offseason, Ryan, for Stanford, who's like a 6'4", 230-pound wide receiver. And actually, in here, he lists him at 6'3", 240.
He was 240 this spring. Yeah.
And he said that he's topped out at 21.5 miles per hour on a 56-yard touchdown catch and run last year. So that sounds like he's healthy.
if that is true, then that's bonkers, man. Yeah. Like, that's someone's going to look at him as a tight end, like a move tight end, and be like, yup, you're the guy, man. Yeah. Like, can you imagine linebackers trying to run with a guy that can run that fast? Like, that's insane. Absolutely insane.
Yep. And then we had USC had Andrew Voorhees, was in the 90s. Okay. And then Syracuse had a fullback, Chris Elmore, which I'm like, come on, man, you got that 290-pound fullback on there over Isaiah Foskey. Like, that's one of those ones where I was like, come on, dude.
They should have at least – Syracuse should have at least, like, done, like, Sean Tucker with, like, his something track like background or something.
Yeah, this
like
guy was number 100. They had him down for benching 410 pounds, squatting 620 pounds, and hang cleaning 310. Like, nothing about how he runs. He's 6'291". You're 6'291", you're going to have short arms. You should be able to bench 410 pounds. Like, come on, you're 6 foot, 290-pound fullback. If you can't bench at least 400 pounds, why are you on scholarship? I don't understand. So there were some like that I looked at. I was like, come on, man. Come on, Bruce. You're reaching here. And then, I think that was it. So just one guy for USC. None of the receivers or any of those guys made the freaks list this year. I'm actually curious if they had any guys last year that might be coming back. So who were the guys that USC had last year? Drake London was on it at number 60. That was it. So, Yeah, very. He ended up having a pretty good year until he got hurt. He was a pretty good player.
Yep.
So, yeah, so that's the list of players. They had Ike Ekwonu on there last year. So that was – he had ended up having a breakout year. How many guys – I know Cincinnati had several guys on there. I know Myjai Sanders was on there. Desmond Ridder was on there. You have to think that Sauce was on there, right? Alec Pierce was on there. Nope. Myjai Sanders was 20. Alec Pierce was 46. This is the one I wanted to see. He jumped 11 feet, vertical jumped. He broad jumped 11 feet, vertical jumped 40 inches, and ran a 4.45 in the 40 and a 4.14 in the shuttle. So he actually improved upon his numbers at the combine. Because didn't he run like a 4.41, I think?
4.41-ish, yeah,
yeah, something like that. So, and his vertical was really impressive. So he was the other guy. And then the third was Desmond Ridder,
who tested well. He ran like 4.5 something at the combine.
Yeah, and they had him here as 4.45. So I like seeing those translations. And the reason I point that out is because, you know, like we joke, like there's sometimes you're like, yeah, that guy ran a lot faster in college than he ran at the combine. But the more you see these things kind of translate, the better. And that's the encouraging thing. Because then maybe Chris Tyree is a 4.31. Maybe Lorenzo is running 22 miles an hour on the GPS.
What that tells you is what schools you can trust and what schools you can't.
That's right.
That's what that tells you.
100%. That's right.
100%.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the list. Ryan, let's go ahead.
Ryan, before we end it, can we
talk? I wanted to talk about just some other thoughts from the list.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I ruined your transition then.
Go ahead. Yeah. It's all good because I know how excited you are talking. I was not going to be dirty and not let you talk about it. Let's talk about some other guys and some other thoughts and observations we had on the list. I know you had some really strong opinions on the Michigan should be really good this year because they are Ohio State's in trouble, man, with all these freaky athletes that Michigan has. Boy, I tell you what, Ohio State, they might be in trouble this year against Michigan. I said sarcastically. They had Mozzie Smith number one. Now, for Notre Dame fans, that's a guy they remember because Notre Dame recruited Mozzie Smith. And there was a time when it looked like Notre Dame might have a shot to get him, ended up going to Michigan. But some of the stuff they had there on him was just, like, dumb.
Yes.
Like, them hopping up the steps and, you know, and it's just like, come on, man.
Yeah. I'm not even going to repeat too much of the other testing for him, Brian. I mean, it's all pretty ridiculous. The number that I wanted to really hone in on and dissect for a second, okay? So, first of all, Mozzie Smith, 6'3", listed at 337 pounds. So, he's a big boy, number 58 if you haven't watched him on film. The number that was thrown out there for his vertical jump was 44 inches. I'm going to say this again. His vertical jump was 44 inches.
But he only broad jumped 9.4 and a half.
Yes. I don't even want to.
It might have been a miss. I mean, honestly, it might have been a miss, right? Like they meant to write 34 and they misread it, you know?
Like 34 would be a great number for 337 pounds. 44? That's the greatest athlete of all time. Mozzie Smith, if those numbers are real, is going top 20 in the draft next year.
and ran a 6.95 in the 3-cone drill.
Which is pretty good. Which is
really good. Really good.
Yeah.
So you just kind of look like I'm going to look at the NFL draft last year, the NFL combine, and that would have tied him, see here, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th at the combine last year. With Jack Cohn, Kyle Hamilton ran a 6.9 flat.
Yes.
Like, you know, you got corner, safety, receiver. Kyle Hamilton or Kevin Austin was 5th with a 6.71. Aiden Hutchinson, 6.73. Safety, quarterback, safety, defensive end, Trayvon Walker, 6.89. So you're telling me Trayvon Walker is barely quicker than Mozzie Smith? So, I had some interesting thoughts on that one. Yeah.
That's what the freak list will have us believe.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Now they did have and so I'll play kind of like devil's advocate a little bit. His number two guy on the list last year was Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
And he had a monster year and went out and did some really good things last year for them. So, you know, maybe he's there, you know, maybe he's ready for the breakout, but his combine numbers didn't quite live up to sort of what Bruce had last year. So, like, Bruce had Aiden running in the low 4.6s with a mid-30 vertical. The mid-30 vertical is accurate. He had 36-inch vertical, but the low 4.6s, he ran a 4.74 at the combine.
Yep.
And did not do bench, which most kids didn't. He had him down as in the 3-cone at – he said he had the second best 3-cone on the team at 6.37. Quiddy Pay did. He said this offseason, Hutchinson was second best with 6.54. He ran a 6.73 at the combine, which is really good.
Which is still, like, really good, but
really good for a kid that big.
They made that number a little bit mythical.
Yes. And that's kind of my point is the thing that, I guess the thing that is, if they're pumping them up, like, you don't need to. Like, Aiden Hutchinson last year had, I think, the fifth best shuttle, sixth best three cone time at 6.73. The guys ahead of him were Kevin Austin, Calvin Austin, Tyson Anderson from Toledo, who had great times, Dax Hill from Michigan, and Zion McCollum, corner, safety, safety, receiver, receiver. And then after Aiden Hutchinson, it's safety, quarterback, safety, and then a D end who went number one overall because of his freaky combine numbers, then safety, linebacker, quarterback, receiver, safety, right? So you're just not seeing defensive ends in there other than the, you know, the number one and two picks last year. So, but it was off. It was off quite a bit from where he actually was at the combine when he spent several months training to be as fast as he possibly could be.
Right.
So, some of that stuff you look at and say, okay, I think they're pumping that up a little bit, to be honest with you.
Well, I put this on a podcast earlier, actually, Brian. So I said that if Mozzie Smith verticals 44 inches next year, I will delete my Twitter.
Okay.
I'll leave it out there, man. I'm going to leave it out there. It's mythical. Okay. I'm sorry. At some point, physics come into effect, right? And 337 pounds is not going to vertical 44 inches. I'm sorry. Telling me that, because I'm pretty sure the combine record is like 46 and a half. And you're telling me that 44, a defensive tackle is going to do. That's what you're saying.
300 plus pound defensive tackle is going to do.
Yes. 330 plus pound.
Like, that would be 2 inches higher than anybody at the combine last year.
Yep.
Highest at the combine last year was 42 by Channing Tindall, who's a linebacker, and Tariq Woolen.
I'm pretty sure the combine record is like Gerald Sensabaugh at like 46 and a half or something.
Let's go
like
D that. Tackles. The highest D tackle last year was 33.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yep.
It's I mean, and those guys are really good athletes. I mean, Jordan Davis is 32 inches at his weight was absurd.
It is absurd.
Absurd. And you're telling me he's a whole foot higher? Like 12 inches is still a foot, right? I'm pretty sure, right?
Yes.
So he can jump a full foot higher than Jordan Davis. They're not that far off in weight for what Jordan Davis was at the combine last year.
Here's another one. Different position, but another 320 plus pounder. Tristan Wirfs, when he came out of Iowa,
he
had the offensive line record. I think it was 36 or 36 and a half inches. Insane number.
Right.
Like, didn't make any sense. You're telling me that he can jump, what's that?
7.5 inches.
Yeah.
Higher, right?
More than that. More than that.
So 44 would be 6'6". Yeah, it'd be 10. Yeah, 9.5.
Yeah. So you're telling me that he can go almost a foot higher than Tristan Wirfs did as the highest ever of an offensive lineman. Nah. And then also, man, Michigan's got some dudes again, man. Julian Weschoff, who's been a special teamer during the course of his career, but he's going to blow up this year, man. Christian Turner, and then I forget who else was on there, but I was just like, all right.
Cool, yeah. Cool. Who was their fourth guy? I can't remember who it was.
I don't even remember.
Let's look it up.
I was expecting one of their wide receivers to be on there, but they didn't. I thought it was going to be like the Andrell Anthony or something, but
Kenneth Grant. They're going to have the most athletic defensive tackle tandem in the country, apparently.
Yes. Yes.
Because he is at 6'4", 360. Good. I will say this. They're going to be big.
Yes.
Kenneth Grant is 6'4", 360. He ran a sub-5 flat. And the funny thing is all these numbers are coming from Jim Harbaugh, which even adds more like, okay, sure. If you say so.
Sub-5 at 360 is dumb. Yeah. Like that doesn't make any sense either. That's
Which is kind of what Jordan Davis did last year, which everybody was like, yeah, that's a little nuts. Now, Weschoff was on the list last year at 33.
Hmm.
So he's now made it 2 years in a row. Has he actually done anything as a football player?
He had a half a tackle for loss last year.
Okay. All right. As we said, sometimes you get guys who are freaky athletes and weight room guys, but they're just not football players.
Yes.
And he's a senior. Boy, it doesn't seem like he'll be a fifth-year senior.
He's a 25-year-old kid too, right?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago that they landed him. To be completely honest with you, and they didn't have Dax Hill on the list last year. That's an oversight. He was always a freaky athlete. So even in high school, he was a 5-star kid. So it was an interesting list, very very interesting list. They had Brock Bowers on there, which was I thought was interesting. They kind of talked about Eric Gilbert and all those kind of guys. They said Brock, I'm trying to see here, let's see here. Word is Bowers, whose mom was an All-American softball player, ran a 4.49. That's moving for a tight end.
That's really moving.
Yep. That's really moving. I'm going to see something real quick. Who did Georgia have on this list last year? Devontae Wyatt.
Who's a freak.
Yep. And because I want to see – what I want to see is I want to see how close – because this is what I do every year, and I haven't had a chance to do it yet, so you guys are kind of seeing what I see normally. Because you talk about who is accurate, like who is on point. So in this thing last year, they said his most impressive testing number is the 4.87. This is Devontae Wyatt, the 4.87 40 he clocked this offseason. He also vertical jumped 31 inches and had a broad jump of 9.3. They were pretty close. Actually, he ran a 4.77 at the combine last year. So he actually got faster. His vertical is 29, 31. That's just a good day, bad day. And then his broad jump was 111, which is tracks with what they provided last year.
Yep.
So you'd say, at least with him, they were pretty accurate with Devontae Wyatt. So I'm trying to see who else they might have had on the Georgia. Did Georgia only have one guy on the list last year? Seriously? Georgia Southern had more guys in the freaks list last year than Georgia did. Okay.
How is Trayvon Walker not on that list?
They had James Skalski on that list last year? Okay. Hold on a second. They had Braxton Burmeister on the list. See, I didn't even go through them last year. I just kind of looked at the Notre Dame guys or top guys. Apparently,
that's now San Diego State great Braxton Burmeister.
He's been riding the Andy Vujinovic train for a while. He was also on the list last year.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
Punter from Wisconsin.
Oh yeah. I skipped over him.
Who's that guy? Yeah, so
that was my biggest takeaway is that Wisconsin's going to be really good this year too. They tied for the most on the freaks list.
Yeah,
tied for the most.
Northwestern had a defensive end on there, which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just kind of going through this list, just some different guys that like Notre Dame recruited. It's kind of fun to see kind of how these guys have panned out athletically. Riley Moss, what kind of player is he? He's pretty good, right? If I remember correctly,
I don't think he plays in the top 20. He's going to test really well. I don't think he plays quite as fast as but he's really instinctive, really smart, good ball skills. Like everything is there from that technical perspective. But I do know he was like a crazy 110 high hurdler in high school, 13 something. Like he can scoot, man.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You were talking yesterday, we got asked a question about the most overrated and underrated players in the country. And one of the underrated players you talked about was Will McDonald, the defensive end from Iowa State. Yes. He checked in at number 5 on this list today. So this came out today. So Ryan didn't like have a advance. Bruce isn't sending Ryan an advanced copy of his freaks list. He came in at number 12. As you had mentioned yesterday, how good of a season he had last year, 14 tackles for loss, 11 and a half sacks. They talked about his vertical jump is 42 to 43 inches, and he should broad jump around 11 feet.
So he was, a little background on him, he was like a 6'6 high jumper in high school. So like that probably checks out, man. He's an explosive dude. Yeah.
It's been around for a little bit too. That kid's definitely been around for a little bit. Then Keely Ringo. So I wanted to bring this one up for context because I thought this would kind of show people. He is the number 6 player in this list. Bruce Feldman said, now the size in which Keely Ringo puts up these numbers is freaky.
Yes.
Right. But I just want to put the numbers in context. He said a world-class junior sprinter from Arizona who ran a 10.4 300 and a 21.18 200 meter time is a legitimate 4.3 40 guy who consistently clocks in the high 4.22 mile per hour range in the GPS. I just want to point out that Micah Bell's 100 meter time and 200 meter time are both better than that as a junior. So just to put Micah Bell's speed into context, because those numbers that they put up are, I don't care what size you are, that's moving.
Yes.
And what makes Keely a potential to me in the conversation for best corner in the country is he's a good football player, but he's huge. And that's what's interesting about him and Cam Hart are the two really unique, like kind of unicorn corners this year in that they can run, but they're both tall and long, but just kind of putting Micah Bell's numbers into context there. You know, he's faster in high school than the number. And I had read somewhere, and I don't know how true this is, because now we're talking about high school kids, but somebody put a tweet out saying that Dylan Edwards, and we'll get to the Notre Dame kids, you know, more a little bit, but I'm kind of throwing a little teaser out there, has been clocked as high as 23 miles per hour on the GPS. I don't know if I buy that, but that's part of me wonders maybe it's true because he's got so many long touchdown runs.
Yeah.
Maybe. But even if you're off by a 1 mile per hour, that's moving.
Yeah.
That's really, really moving. Any others that kind of stood out to you, Ryan, that you wanted to kind of discuss or talk about?
I was going to say, for a little more context on that mile per hour for a second, I'm pretty sure I've heard that Usain Bolt clocks at like 25 point something miles per hour. Gosh. So like 23 is like, that's moving, man. Like that 22 is moving. 21, that is moving. So yeah, I mean, for me, Brian, it was just, we saw a lot of Big Ten players. So I guess the speed is coming from the Big Ten this year.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with the guy that wrote the list works for Fox, which has the Big Ten contract. I'm sure it has nothing to do with that.
Yes. Oh, here's a good one though. I don't know. I'm sure you remember him because he was a big-time recruit. Do you remember Zach Kuntz?
That went to Penn State? Tight end. Was it Penn State? Yeah.
Yep. So he transferred to Old Dominion, had 73 receptions last year for Old Dominion, good football player. So he is 6'8 and a half, 251 pounds, with 35-inch arms, has 10-plus-inch hands, and he supposedly has run a 4.57 this offseason, a 40-inch vert, and a 10.8 broad jump, man. That is – if he does that, then man, how high can he go? I mean, that's first round level numbers. Now he's had injuries. He's played at Old Dominion. Like, I get that, but like that's like historical numbers. That is just crazy numbers for that size.
Yeah. He was a kid that I liked coming out, but he was always a guy that was a bit more twitchy, like vertically than he was like movement stuff.
Sure.
I'm not surprised he ran a 4.57. He was a tall, long, fast kid. Arian Smith was on there, which is really interesting. And they've got Arian Smith Jr. numbers in track. Because Arian Smith is an Olympic caliber sprinter. And he ran a 10.3 flat, was his best time in the 100-meter dash in high school. And that's really moving. Most of his numbers were very similar to Micah Bell's. He ran a 10.3, but his senior year, he ran 10.65, 10.49, 10.45, 10.39, 10.52, 10.66, 10.4 flat, 10.69, 10.64. So very similar to what Micah Bell is, except he had that one time that was like a little bit better. Micah Bell was 10.41 as a junior. I don't know where the 10.3 – actually, his best time, that 10.3 was what he did in college. His best high school time in the 100-meter dash was a 10.4 flat. So Arian Smith's a world track – his best 200-meter time is 21.46. No, I'm sorry, 21.1.29. Micah Bell's is 20.89. And Arian Smith is a freak. So I'm just kind of going on here and pointing out some of these guys that are known as burners. I love this kid right here from Harvard. Great name. Thor Griffith.
Oh,
I've actually seen him play a little bit, you know, because of watching him when watching some of his Christmas film. But he's got a great name. Here was the most absurd numbers they had on there. Tyler Harrell from Alabama. So he had a 10-yard split of, supposedly, according to Scott Satterfield, a 10-yard split of a 1.41. And they had him on the stopwatch at 4.19, and he did a laser at 4.24. Now, I'm kind of calling a little bit BS. They said he's 24 miles an hour on the GPS. He says at UofL he was consistently hitting 24 miles per hour on the GPS. Now we could sit here and have some fun about, oh, I don't know if he's really that or whatever. But the fact is, even if all of those numbers are inflated, he's freaking fast. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And they said the same thing last year. So I think they're basically just going off of the numbers that they gave him last year. Because when he was on this list, he was on the list of 11 last year. He's on 43 this year. But they just repeated his numbers. 4.19 in the 40, laser 4.24, 10-yard split of 1.41, and he's hit 24 miles an hour on the list. So basically, they're still using the same times from a year ago to get him on the list. There's only one Alabama kid on the list, which leads me to believe that Alabama wasn't overly cooperative with Bruce Feldman's getting him numbers is going to be my guess. Would you say that that might be an accurate?
It's fair, man. It's fair.
I got to think like Dallas Turner or Will Anderson, like somebody is going to be on this list. So
you would think, I mean, with how they recruit. Yeah.
All they
had
was Chris Braswell was the only guy on this list for this year who was the linebacker that they had. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, Tyler Harrell, you just said, was on the list, right?
Yes, but that's for, they're using his Louisville numbers.
Okay,
got that's you. What I'm saying. Like they used his numbers, and they quoted Kent Coach Scott Satterfield in the article.
Gotcha.
So they were using the stuff from Louisville to have him on the list. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But any other ones? I thought there was a pair of twins from Illinois on the list, which I thought was pretty cool.
With the low body fat or whatever it was.
Yeah, exactly.
I was actually watching, it was like a Big Ten media round thing or whatever. I forget what it was, but they visited the Illinois practice. And that kid, Chase Brown, the running back, because his brother Sydney is the safety. Chase Brown looks like a little tank, man. I was like, whoa, brother. That guy is impressive looking.
Yeah.
Another guy that I saw, Brian, that I know about him, but I didn't know enough about him, was Gabe Hall that plays at Baylor. Mm-hmm. He came in at like 17 on the list. So 6'6", 295 pounds. So he's a big kid. They play a 3-4. He's a 3-4 defensive end for them. Bench press, 500 pounds. Power cleans, 465. He did 750 on the deadlift and 650 on the squat. Mm-hmm. And it said in there that the BYU strength staff had to stop him at 750 and 650. He's like, you're good. You don't need to do any more than that.
Right.
And also at 295, 18.2 miles per hour on the GPS. So guy can move on top of being a workout warrior, man. Like
you said, how big was he?
6'6", 295.
And you said he was at what miles per hour?
18.2.
Just to point out that they had Riley Mills down to 19.3.
Yep.
At 3 pounds lighter. There was one more Notre Dame opponent on the list we didn't talk about, and that was Rasheem Ali, the running back for Marshall, who they said 30 seconds vertical, broad jump at 10, very strong kid, good running back. He's a good running back. He's a good football player. He's one of the better running backs Notre Dame is going to face this year. Good football player. More of a bigger kid, like a one cut, good vision. I don't see big time speed on film, but you do see the strength. And all the stuff they pointed out was jumping and power numbers. They didn't point out like his vertical and all that. That tracks because he's a pretty strong kid. He runs hard.
Explosiveness and power out of him. Yeah, I agree.
So let's have some fun looking at Notre Dame's current roster, current recruiting class, the 2023 recruiting class. And because I do think there's a couple guys on here that in the 23 class that I think we're going to see on Bruce Feldman's list down the road, barring injury. And the first two that pop off for me are guys we've talked about. There's a couple more that I want to bring up too. And that's Micah Bell and Dylan Edwards.
Yes.
I think they're both going to have really crazy GPS numbers. And then, you know, if he's going back to high school track times, he's going to look at Micah Bell's track times and be like, okay, this kid is moving.
I'll be surprised if Micah Bell's not on in the future. Just with the track numbers alone, but then on top of the GPS tracking stuff, like, I mean, the dude's going to move, right? Like, that's an easy one. I mean, honestly, you know who else? I mean, we can't leave out Peyton Bowen, I think, is another guy that could definitely be on that list someday. I mean, he's a young man that we've also heard has run in the 4.3s, and he's going to be a little bit of a bigger guy comparative to both of those players, too. So he's probably going to be 190-something, maybe 200 pounds at some point, and he's explosive on film too, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's vertical and in broad jump really good numbers too. So
you see it on film,
lightweight speed guy.
Yeah. The jumping, the explosiveness, those things don't surprise me if you look at where he is on film.
No.
I think a couple other guys that I would say I'm very curious to see how they pan out. Obviously, Keon Keeley is a guy that I think is going to have some really crazy twitchy numbers at the next level. I think another guy that maybe people might not think, but Drake Bowen is an extremely athletic football player.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see him because they do a lot of pound for pound type of stuff, you know, and Drake actually put some out on Twitter the other day where he kind of took his scale, Brian, and they had him down at 231.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Which is really good size for him. So, and he's going to run fast and he moves well and the explosiveness will all be there. So I think he's another guy that could be on this list. What about I think too, there's some freshmen. I think, well, anyone else from the 2023 class that you kind of look at? Like I
would throw out Charles Jagasaw as one, I think, because he's going to be, I mean, he's going to be a massive kid for one, right? Like he's going to be 6'6 plus, 320 plus pounds when he's in kind of the prime of his career at Notre Dame. And I would not be shocked if he is just going to be a weight room monster, mm-hmm. right? Like squatting a ton, deadlifting a ton. I wouldn't be surprised if he's like a sub 5 second 40-yard dash guy at some point because he's explosive. Yeah. Like, so he would be my guy of all the linemen outside of like Keon that I would say him. And then the only other one I actually mentioned a little bit in the mailbag is I think if we list Brendan Vernon as an interior defensive lineman, I wouldn't be shocked if that's there someday, you know, because like his numbers working inside, I think could be really impressive.
What about the freshman class? I won't be shocked to see Jalen Snead on this list someday down the road or Nolan Ziegler. I think those two kids are really crazy athletic. Like I really could see both of those two guys on this list at some point in time down the road. And another guy that I think we'll see on the list at some point down the road too, according to some of the sources I have at Notre Dame, before his injury, Jadarian Price is putting up crazy GPS numbers.
Yeah.
Like his explosiveness was like, we kept saying he's got a different gear. And I'm like, now keep in mind, Chris Tyree didn't practice for much of the spring. So it's not comparing him to Chris Tyree. He had a sprained ankle all spring. He's got a different gear from everybody else we had. And if Lorenzo Styles is on this list and they're saying that Jadarian Price has a different gear than anybody else they have on offense that was there in the spring, that's saying something. I think Jadarian Price is another guy that I think could be on this list. Then the final one, I really think if he can put the weight on and maintain his athleticism, Emile Wagner. Because Emile is a really powerful, like his strength numbers are going to be insane. Mm-hmm. And he's really athletic. So I could see him being a 35-inch vertical. These are just guesses on what we see on film. I could see him being a 35-inch vertical guy at 290 plus. Mm-hmm. I could see him, having pretty good GPS times for a big guy, although it'll be harder to measure that because linemen just don't run long sprints enough to where you can really measure that.
Right.
And because the GPS stuff is not, you're not having a guy run 140-yard dash and then also measuring his GPS. The GPS numbers come from actual practice in game. So like you have, they have the monitors on as like their equipment and they monitor their GPS and that's how you measure it. So like, that's why you see a lot of receivers and running backs. Cause it's when you get those long, straight line runs where you see the numbers, receivers running post routes and go routes once they hit that, that straightaway kind of thing. So that's why you see it more from them than you see it from some of the other guys. But like they had one for Riley Mills. They had one for Isaiah Foskey last year. So you'll still see it from some of those guys. But, he's a guy to me that I think could be on that. Emile Wagner, if he can maintain the athleticism he has now as he gains weight, could be a guy. And then, we joke about the 10-yard split time. But in all seriousness, it won't shock me to see Eli Raritan on this list down the road either.
He's like, going to be a massive kid.
We have fun with the 10-yard split thing. That's just more of just the absurdity of that particular time. But the one thing is we're not making fun of him because he's not athletic or explosive. He is a freaky athlete.
Yes.
It's just that 10-yard split time is a little bit absurd. But
agreed.
He'll be on that list, I think. Because the other thing he's a good football player. Yes. And so he'll get that recognition as well because he's a good football player. He's a guy that I can see on that list as well.
Yeah. That's another key point is that for the most part, there's always like a guy that doesn't really fit into the criteria, but like a lot of good football players on that list, right? Like that's kind of where you get that notoriety from and that name recognition. A sleeper for you in the freshman class, Tyson Ford.
Okay.
Would be one that I would throw out as a sleeper because I would guess as he continues to get bigger, I think he's going to be an interior guy long term, right? Because he's already 70 something.
Yeah, yeah. Or if he stays at end, he's going to look a lot more like Riley Mills than he did Khalid Kareem.
Sure.
Size wise.
Right. Yeah, I think the point that I was trying to make is that like he's going to be 290 pounds.
Right, that's what I was trying to kind of get to. It's not so much the position, but he's going to be a 200. He's already 275.
And he moves really – like he's a really good change of direction guy. So I can imagine him having just like a stupid three cone for a guy his size, like just a different – a crazy number for that in that department.
Yeah, there's some young guys on this roster and in the upcoming recruiting class that are – different type of dudes athletically. There really are. And I'm looking forward to seeing how they progress. It's going to, I'm looking forward to the day when we see these lists, like, oh, four Notre Dame guys. Oh, they don't have this guy. They don't have that guy.
That kind of happened on this one though. We're like, oh, what happened to the two guys from last year?
Right. But at least they were on there last year. At least they were on there last year though. That's my thing. But, and then of course, Chris Tyree, which we didn't talk about was on, a lot, but he was on that list. He's one of the more explosive running backs in the country, more explosive players in the country. And just the hope is, fingers crossed that he can stay healthy, because now you're talking about you have multiple guys. And look, I'm another guy on the current roster that I think we could see on there is Tyler Buchner.
That's good.
Just because how often do you have quarterbacks that are going to be low 4.6, high 4.5 guys that are, you know, going to have some of those things. So I'd be curious to see what his testing numbers are next year once he gets another year under his belt in the weight room. I think he's a guy that could potentially be on there.
That, they didn't really have any quarterbacks on the list, did they?
No, they had one last year.
Yeah.
But I don't see any this year. I was looking through the list. So they see. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Can't think of any. Oh, Anthony Richardson is the only quarterback on the list.
Yeah. Well, he deserves to be on that list. He is a freaky athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said he's 6'4", 238. He's run a 4.4 flat and can throw a football 75 yards. Richardson cleans 325 pounds and squatted 500 this offseason.
Okay. I mean, if he's 238 and ran 4.4 flat, then yep, sure. You should be on the list. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah. 10% body fat. Yeah, that's. Yeah.
I did just see a video of him just kind of moving around stuff, and dude is a freak, man.
He's a freaky athlete. Close. It's just the stuff about him being a high draft pick. It's like, can we let him, like, I don't know, look let competent as a passer first?
Let him play. Yeah. Exactly.
Because when he was on the field last year as a quarterback, like the athletic part, it tracks. Mm-hmm. But he's got kid threw 6 touchdowns and 5 interceptions last year, and it was his second year on campus.
Yes.
You know, like he's thrown, let's see, in his career so far, he's thrown, it's loading a little bit slow, but he's thrown, what did he throw, like 85 passes last year, Ryan?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, this dumb website just froze up on me. But, and he threw 6 in 2020.
Yeah.
So he's thrown 6 interceptions in less than 100 passes in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So my whole thing is he may end up being a star, but like, let's pump the brakes a little bit on that. He threw 64 passes last year and 6 as a freshman, which means, hold on a second. He threw 2 as a freshman. He's thrown 66 passes in his career.
Yep.
And he's thrown 6 interceptions in 70 attempts.
It drives me crazy, man. The NFL draft community on Twitter, which I do love dearly, but I've seen like second round grades on Anthony Richardson.
I've seen him in the top 10 in some mock drafts from like websites that are like, not like, who the heck is that guy?
Like I have his name on a list to keep to track of. Right.
But
like,
athletically, you cannot not have him on the list.
Sure.
Right.
You can't, like, you can't grade a kid that has only thrown 66 passes. Like, it's just not.
Yeah. He's thrown 66 passes and 6 of them have been intercepted. Like, come on. Like, you know, that's just, that's some nuts. And then what he started against Georgia.
Yep.
And he shouldn't have. That was unfair to him. Like, sure, that's the first start you're going to give that kid is against Georgia, seriously. And then not play him the rest of the year. Like, that was dumb. But he went 12 of 20 for 82 yards and 0 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. You know, so like I said, athletically, I'm putting the kid on there. Size, big arm and all that. But, man, you know, come on now. Yep. You know, so anyway, we'll have to see how he pans out. But, yeah, no quarterbacks last year. Was Ritter the only quarterback last year?
Braxton Burmeister, you said.
That's right. That's right.
How is he not on? He's back. San Diego State, right? Baby. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, you had Malik Willis was on the list last year.
Okay.
You had Desmond Ritter was on the list last year. Stone Smart from Old Dominion. He was on the list last year. Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
Yep. And Luke Doty was on the list last year.
He's
back. And then Braxton Burmeister. So 5 quarterbacks were on the list last year. Only 1 this year. So
crazy.
Yeah, interesting. So that's going to do it for this part of the show. We are going to dive into a mailbag next, so don't leave just yet. But before we transition to the mailbag, I would ask that all of you would give us a like on this show, subscribe to our channel, hit that notification bell, and share this podcast.